My dear friends, this is Don McSoul of Christ Intervention Ministries. What a week we've had, digging a little deep inside of ourselves and look in the Holy Spirit mirror. Don't you want to be a deep person? Have you ever met those shallow people? You know what I mean. They come into a conversation, somebody's standing in the group, they're talking about maybe having cancer, they're talking about maybe a relative just passed away, and this person walks in the group, doesn't even spend a moment to find out where everybody else is at. They just start talking about themselves and what they just accomplished and who they are and what they're going to do. And then you say to yourself, oh God, help me with my critical spirit. I just want to tear this person up. And you look at all the faces, and they're all just looking around, like, or looking down at the ground and saying, oh God, when's this person going to walk away and we can get back to the deep conversation? Those are tough times in life. Sometimes I just want to look at that person and go, you know, you just walked into a crowd with people talking about somebody dying or somebody with a disease, and you're walking in here like a movie star. Why don't you grow up? Don't you just want to tell those people that? Don't you just want to say to them? Then you have to stand there and go, what would Jesus do right now? And you just begin to pray for the right words to help this person to get out of themselves. It's all about Jesus, not you. And somehow, some moment, some right word will come into your mouth and you can set that person free. And then it feels good. Ask God, maybe you can walk with that person, talk with that person. Maybe you can spend some time alone with that person. You know, so many times I see people say, I don't know why anybody doesn't like me. I don't know why nobody wants to hang around with me. I think I'm great. I think I'm awesome. I think I'm the greatest thing since sliced bread. They don't even see the arrogance. They don't see the pride. And I just pray if you get some friends like that today, or acquaintances or relatives, that in Jesus' name an anointing comes on us, that we can break through that facade, that we can break through that pride, we can break through that arrogance, that God would give us a healing balm of Gilead right on our tongues, that we could speak healing into that wounded soul. It's amazing, because whether it's an alcoholic in an alleyway, whether it's somebody maxing out credit cards, or somebody walking in pride and arrogance, it's all the same demonic spirits in operation. It's all somebody's life getting ruined. Whether it's the alcoholic living all by himself in a little room shut away, just living to drink that day away, or somebody walking up with arrogance and pride who really lives alone because nobody can hang around with them. The relatives are left, mates are left because they've never seen themselves. You know, it's all the same. For us to have that anointing, just to have those words to speak, no matter who it is, whether it's a drug addict, a prostitute, or a family member that we're just sick and tired of listening to them, to always be walking in the Spirit, to speak that love of Jesus, that mercy and grace, to have that word of truth that will set them free. That's what we need. That's what we have to pray for in these last days and hours as everything is getting crazy, insane. We can't become like the crazy people. We can't become like the people of the world. We've got to learn to walk in a greater anointing with a greater truth and be able to express ourselves in a greater way, or even better than that, that Jesus can talk through us, that God can talk through us, that we would know the words of our God's, and ask for our ears to hear better, that we can hear what people are really saying. Sometimes their words, they sound so arrogant and prideful, but they're just trying to prove they have value. They just want acceptance. They don't realize they run around all their life doing that, and they're pushing people away, that they're everything that they want, they're pushing away. I pray in Jesus' name right now that if you're listening to me today, you're listening to God, that this spirit that's been pushing people away, you be loosed from it in Jesus' name, that you would have a great awakening at this moment, at this very second, you would wake up to what's happening in your life in Jesus' name. I love you. God bless you. You can email me at goodnews@gate.net. I hope to hear from you. Email me. Let me know what's happening with these messages. We love hearing from you. God bless you.